This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro, sitting in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Just across the Rio Grande from El Paso, Texas, the murder capital of Mexico was convulsed with killings this week. Of the more than three dozen people killed in Juarez, 18 were in a drug rehabilitation center, lined up against a wall and executed. NPR's Jason Beaubien has that story.
Outside the Aliviani Rehabilitation Center, there are no flowers, no shrines to the dead, no makeshift crosses. Instead, there's some yellow police tape, a pool of dried blood, and a half a dozen mismatched shoes strewn across the entryway. This is the calm after the barrage of gunshots that some neighbors say lasted for 15 minutes. The gunman, who lined up and then killed 18 of the residents, even shot the center's dog. Up the street from the rehab center, a young man and his uncle are sitting out on the sidewalk. They suggest that we move inside if we're going to talk about who's killing who in the neighborhood, but they don't seem surprised by the carnage.
It's not only here. It's actually everywhere in Juarez, but, you know, a lot of bad stuff happens here in the very border, which is right here where we're at.
Looking north up their gritty street, you can see the U.S. border fence. They say the problem at the rehab center was that rehab has become part of the whole drug cycle. People start using drugs, then they're selling drugs, then they're trying to get off drugs, then they're using drugs again. So people in rehab often are right in the middle of the drug life. This week's slaughter was the fifth mass shooting at a Juarez drug rehab facility in the last year. And this particular place, the men say, catered to Aztecas, one of the numerous street gangs fighting for a slice of the Juarez narcotics trade. The two men don't want to give their names.
¿Por qué? Por temor a que los van a matar a uno. Por eso no pueden andar hablando uno nada de los Aztecas, nada, porque se dan cuenta, mucha gente habla y se dan cuenta y vienen y matan a uno.
Like right now, we're speaking about it and we're not supposed to because most of the people that do speak about it, they end up getting killed, right?
They say this massacre occurred because some of the people inside the center crossed La Línea, the Juarez cartel, and thus everyone inside had to pay. Government officials from the local level all the way up to the federal government denounced the killing. The mayor's office announced that they're installing panic buttons in every drug detox center citywide. The buttons will ring straight to the local police. Jaime Torres Valadez, the spokesman for Juarez, says the city, along with the state and federal government, is trying to put the brakes on the drug-related killings.
Nosotros cambiamos las estrategias.
We've changed our strategies to try to reduce the crime rate, Torres says. But the criminals have also changed their strategies. They attack, we attack. We are continuing the fight, and we are confident that soon we'll bring calm to Ciudad Juarez. But so far, the murder rate just keeps going up. In March, the Mexican army took over the police department in an effort to stem the killings. It worked at first. There were even a few days when the newspaper headlines proclaimed zero murders. But by last month, those days were long gone. In August, according to Torres, there were 338 homicides, the highest number ever recorded in a single month. In a square in the center of Juarez, people are sitting along long benches in the fading afternoon light. Once it gets dark, most of these people will scurry towards their homes. The mass killing at the drug rehab center has only added to a widespread sense of fear.
Inseguro toda la gente ahorita aquí.
Everyone feels insecure here right now, says Alfonso Olivares. There are so many killings. Olivares, who works as a cook, says there's no end in sight.
Ya tenemos más de un año y con la esperanza de que cambie y pues no.
We've been waiting more than a year for things to change, he says, and it still hasn't happened. It hasn't happened despite the Mexican government sending thousands of soldiers and federal police into the streets. Military and police helicopters buzz in the sky. This week, President Felipe Calderon defended what's come to be known as his drug war. Calderon acknowledged that it's a bloody war and there have been setbacks, but he said it's one that Mexico has to fight. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Juarez.